The Business Bunker.
Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 4th of October. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the incredibly busty Amanda Flanders. I'm sorry, man. I've got to stop this. I'm really sorry. It's juvenile and childish of me, I know.
Hi, Paul.
It just made me laugh. Hello, so Amanda. Thank you so much for joining us. You've had a busy morning, haven't you?
I had a very busy morning.
Predictive text is not your friend at the moment, is it? But you've had a busy morning. You've been with Gemma, haven't you?
I have. I've been with the lovely Gemma Fairclough-Hay at her information event this morning. Emma does employment law, and we had an information event this morning. She was giving some great tips to employers to keep them safe, basically, make sure they're abiding by the laws and looking after their employees.
Absolutely.
That was really good.
Gemma does a good workshop.
You know, I keep on saying, and I shouldn't keep saying it to her, but law is not the most exciting subject I think to learn.
Is it not?
No, you're right.
It's dull.
But Gemma makes it fun.
Seriously, absolutely.
When she's speaking and when she's going on all these subjects about law, and she just makes it fun, which I think is brilliant. I love doing her events.
She's a really clever lady. We've got a lot of time for Gemma.
Yes, we have.
And she has been on this show as a guest, and I'm sure we'll have her back at some stage.
Sure.
So the event went okay this morning.
Yeah, it went really, really
well.
And
then you hot-footed it over here to be with us this afternoon.
I came at legal speed down the M20 to get here.
Oh, I like that, legal speed. That was a dig. That was a dig, because I've just done a speed awareness course. Oops.
Naughty, naughty.
I know. Anyway, we'd like to hear from you. All the businesses out there in the southeast of England and further afield these days. And you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call us on 01233, that's Ashford, 01233 220035, 01233 220035. And I just need to make a caveat that does not include Bird, Mickey T, Chris Pollard, or any of the others that keep spoofing my phone calls. Thank you.
But at least you're getting calls. It's nice.
Yeah. Well, we don't need phone calls, really. I don't really need phone calls, because you can get in touch with us in other ways. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me. And you can tweet me at my personal handle, which is VanillaWeb. And if you use the hashtag BeBunker, we'll actually talk to you.
We will.
So we'd love to hear from you, the businesses, Kent. We already have had, and I've counted them, 1,853,953,000,000 tweets.
Wow.
I know. It's a normal day. It's a normal day.
It's a bit quiet, isn't it? There's a few million missing there, I think.
Yeah, they'll come in later. Some of them are a bit slow off the mark today. So we'll read some of those tweets in a minute. We've got loads of emails to read. We've got some lovely guests to talk to, so we're going to have some fun.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, Amanda, do you want to kick off and read us an email?
An email? Certainly can. So you've lined them up nicely. I'm going to do them in the order you've put them today.
Really?
Yeah.
I just shuffled them randomly.
Okay, should I do a random shuffle? Mm. So this is from the Wildon Business Group, and they're asking us to join them for a LinkedIn masterclass. So you're in business, you're great at what you do, but when it comes to social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook and the rest, might as well be foreign language. So the Wildon Business Group believes that everyone in business should have the confidence to run the social media program which best suits them and which yields positive results. So on Wednesday, the 2nd of November, they are hosting a two-hour course by social media expert Malik Zubar. And explaining,
it's easy for you to say.
I don't know. Malik Zubar, explaining why LinkedIn is particularly effective for businesses and how they can grow. So that's on Wednesday, the 22nd of November. Sorry, no, the 2nd of November. Where is it? It's at the Kent and East Sussex Railway Station in Tenterton. And it's £25. If you want to find out more, I guess you can email them at justin@nelsonlegal.co.uk.
That's fantastic. That's a great venue. It's actually at the steam railway station.
Is it? Oh,
yeah, Tenterton has a steam train, and they've got an old kind of 1950s railway station there. It's a brilliant venue.
Sounds good.
It's really cool. That sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does sound good. Mm.
Good. I've had a tweet from Paul Babra, and Paul is running a curry and beer event on the 8th of October at Ramsgate Brewery and at Whitstable Castle on the 9th of October.
That sounds good.
I have to tell you, Paul Babu Barbara is probably the best curry maker in the world.
Does he actually cook it?
Yeah. He's a curry chef. That's what he does. And He makes the most wonderful food.
Yeah.
He once came into the studio years ago when we were based in New Romney, in High Street in New Romney, where we had the station there. He once came in and he made a plate, and I'm not sure what technically they're called, but they're like little dipping things in pastry with a curry inside.
All right.
And Jules was co-presenting the show, so you can imagine. She started scoffing them like nothing on earth. And he bought literally two buckets of these things in, and it took exactly 5 minutes for the lot of them to go. Everybody that walked into the shop that had nothing to do with the radio went, oh, can I have one of those? And they ate the lot. Anyway, so you can find out and explore some of Paul's fabulous food either at Ramsgate Brewery on the 8th of October or Whitstable Castle on the 9th.
Can I just ask, can that be curry and wine? Because I'm not a beer fan.
Yeah, you don't have to drink at all. I'm teetotal, so it don't bother me. I just eat more of the curry. I have curry and curry.
Curry and curry.
Curry and curry, I have. Yeah. Holcomb Health Clinic have been on. And they say, hello, Valuna Webb. Hello, Business Bunker. Please may we have a shout out for our physiotherapy, sports therapy, nutrition and reflexology services. Yes, you can.
Ooh,
and you've just been shouted out. That's the lovely folks at Holcomb Health Clinic based over there in Medway, Gillingham, I do believe. So give them a follow on the Twitter. Their Twitter handle is Holcomb Health. Let me spell you that for you.
If that's you can.
Gobbledygook, isn't it? I can't talk. Holcomb Health is their Twitter handle, and that's Holcombe, Holcomb Health. Do give them a tweet. Knees has been on.
Knees.
But we're ignoring her, aren't we?
We're ignoring Knees
because she didn't want to shout out today.
No.
Because she's busy.
She's busy.
But when you're back later listening to the Listen Again Knees, I'll give you a shout out then. Oh, no, that doesn't work, does it? No, we love Knees. She's a great supporter of the show. And so do give Knees a follow on the Twitter. Denise Wilton, that's DENEEZ. She actually changed her Twitter handle so that I could pronounce her name.
I know.
How good is that? Because I kept getting her name pronunciation wrong. Anyway.
Dedication, that is.
Yeah, absolutely. So do give Denise a follow. Oh, she sent me a really rude tweet. She sent me a picture of a gibbon banging a mouse. Can you see that? And she said, Vanilla Web, hello. That's just rude, isn't it? It's not called for that. The BAB official. BAB official, yeah. I happen to know that stands for the Business Assessment Bureau.
It's a good job you know that.
Yep. They say, we are at the Southeast Construction Expo this Thursday.
Oh, is that coming up?
Yes, this Thursday. And it's, I believe it's at the Kent Event Centre at the County Showground. And they say, why don't you stop by our stand, which is stand number 176. So maybe we will. In fact, the Business Bunker's got a pop-up radio studio there on that day as well.
It does not surprise me. You like popping up with
Radio station. Like a pop-up now and again. So we will be there with a radio studio. So if you're going to the Southeast Construction Expo on Thursday, pop by our stand and say hello. What you got then, Amanda?
I have one from the lovely Mr. Higgins. Mr. Higgins 180 on the Twitter handle. He says, Ola gang, still room for people at the Spitfire Networking, Kings Hill, this Thursday. They are at the Kings Hill Golf Club, I believe, and it's from 12 to 12:30. And also, I do believe that Spitfire organising an event at Brands Hatch.
Mm.
I think it's on the 14th.
Yep.
Please tweet me if I'm wrong, Mr. Higgins. But they're having a networking day there, which it sounds like it's going to be great fun on the 14th of what month is it? October.
October.
I lost what month it is. Wow, this year is going so fast.
You told me off earlier for saying that November's only a few weeks away, but it does go quickly, doesn't it?
It's crazy.
It shoots past when you're having fun. I've got an email here from Donington Manor Hotel over at Seven Oaks, and they're doing some special Christmas party packages for local businesses. See,
you mentioned the word.
I know, it's that time of year again.
Christmas.
It's Christmas, you know.
Is it about 95 days or something like that?
It's not that long, is it? It's not 95 days. No, if you think about it, it's 60 days.
It's 83.
Yeah.
83 days.
Well done. How does Bird know that?
Because she's clever.
Oh, yeah, there is that. Yeah. 83 days there. Anyway, so they've got some Christmas party packages for local businesses. If local businesses are looking for a shared Christmas party night or a bespoke Christmas party for their employees, get in touch with the team at the Donington Manor Hotel. They're the only 4-star hotel in Seven Oaks, and we have some special offers running that include a DJ. It's not me. And a party photo booth. You can find out more by going to their special website, which is, wait for this, christmasparties@donningtonmanor.co.uk.
That's very inventive.
Yeah, christmasparties@donningtonmanor.co.uk. Or you can email them, mail@donningtonmanor.com. Or you can call them on Seven Oaks, which is 01732 46281. 01732 46281. That doesn't sound long enough for a phone number, to be honest. I think they missed a digit off that. But people anyway, that. Email them, mail@donningtonmanor.com. Book your Christmas party. Why not?
Sounds good.
What you got?
I'm going to do a shout out now, if I may, for my mum.
Hello, mum.
My mum.
What's your mum's name?
Carol Flanders.
Hello, Carol.
She won't be listening now, but she will be listening later, I'm sure. My mum is an artist, and she does miniature artist. And when I say miniature, I'm talking, I don't know, how many centimetres is that? Nobody can see.
It's no good asking a bloke that, is it? That's about 2 foot, that is.
They're basically very small paintings, a miniature. She's a miniature. Well,
come on, folks. Come on, audience out there. You must know what Amanda's doing. She's showing us with her fingers. That's about 5 inches. Nadine's the only sensible one in this studio. Yeah.
Anyway, she's a member of the Royal Miniature Society, and they exhibit every year at the Mall Gallery.
Right.
And the patron, actually, of the society is the Royal Highness the Prince of Wales. They're exhibiting in October, starting on the 12th of October through to Saturday, the 22nd of October. And you can go and have a look at their art. I tell you, I mean, it's amazing to do like a painting, but in such detail and so
absolutely.
Small.
Absolutely, yeah. I have seen miniatures. They're absolutely fabulous, aren't they?
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. And that's the Mall Gallery.
The Mall Gallery.
In Pall Mall, London.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's where ICA is or whatever it is there, isn't it? The ICA gallery, it's all right, isn't it? Yeah.
If you say so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. Sweet. No, and when is that?
So that's from Wednesday the 12th of October until Saturday the 22nd of October.
Fantastic. Get along to that.
Fantastic.
It's great. Brilliant to nice see. One, Carol. Would she do a picture of me?
She doesn't do portraits.
Oh, that's lucky.
She used to do gardens, but she's just moved on to doing birds and cats and she's just found her thing.
You lost me there for a minute. I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
She doesn't do portraits, portraits.
Gardens? What are we on here? I see what you mean. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I fancied looking smaller, that was all.
Moving on.
It saved being on a diet, you know what I mean? Talking about art, I've had a tweet from Lucy Clayton, and she says, hi, Vanilla Web. Please can Creatives TW11, that's her Twitter handle, Creatives TW11, have a Business Bunker shout out for their Meet the Artist event this Thursday, the 6th of October at the Trinity Theatre in Tunbridge Wells. So it's Meet the Artist, Thursday, 6th of October, 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m, civilised time. Like this breakfast stuff, no. Having to get up early. So it's a civilised time in the evening. It's at the Trinity Theatre, which is in Church Road, Tunbridge Wells. And it's a showcase of the diverse creativity of 15 inspirational artists. So if you'd like to book a viewing there, I suggest you follow Lucy on Le Twitter. And her Twitter handle is Lucy Clayton Lucy. She got carried away there.
Lucy, just in case you didn't forget, Lucy Clayton Lucy.
Yeah, I think she wants us to know her name's Lucy, because that is her Twitter handle, all one word, Lucy Clayton Lucy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we can give her a follow.
Sounds good.
Paul Babbard's back on. Hello, Paul. Presenting Indian street food at Canterbury College. He's a busy boy, isn't he? He's all over the place, Mr. Babber, at the moment. I'm doing a thing for him at the Multiple Sclerosis Centre later on as well.
What thing are you doing?
I'm comparing some charity evening there that he asked me to get involved with for his local Sikh community, which
good.
Is really nice. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, so he's presenting Indian street food at Canterbury College, 17th to the 20th of October. So do check that out as well. I'm going to give you one more. Oh, I've got dozens. Seven Oaks Plans. I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker, please, Paul. Seven Oaks Plans are architects. They draw up plans, apparently, which is really good. And you can follow them on the Twitter, and their Twitter handle is Seven Oaks Plans. And I'm going to do one more before we break for a record, some cheesy tunage.
Cheesy tunage.
I've got the Mum's Trusted Network.
Ooh.
Woo. And I'm saying no more. The mums, they're called Mums Trusted on the Twitter. And they say, Finn Elway, Paul, Business Bunker, please can you give us a shout out for Trusted Mums, Mums Trusted, hashtag, mumstrusted.com. We refer trusted traders for other mums to rely on. So the way that this works is it's a bit like TripAdvisor for mums. So if you've called a plumber or a gas engineer or an electrician or someone to change your tyre wheels and you've had good service, you can recommend that person to other mums as a trusted tradesperson. If you've had bad service, presumably they all gang up and scrag you or something.
Quite possibly.
And they also say Mums Trusted is about to go national on November the 1st.
Wow,
so they're expanding their network. Yeah. So a big shout out there to Mums Trusted. You can follow them on the Twitter at that Twitter handle. Do you know what we're going to do now, though, Amanda?
Cheesy tunage?
We're going to have a bit of cheesy tunage. It's really tenuous, this, and I really apologise for this, QB, because it's the nearest I could get to QB, and it's the Gibson Brothers. Cuba. Sorry.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. RiftAccounting.com. Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Do you need suppliers you can trust for your Kent business? Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Hopefully I've got Alison Edgar on the phone.
You have. I'm still here, Paul.
Oh, that's brilliant. Hello, Alison. Thank you for joining us. It's lovely to hear from you. So why don't you kick off, Alison, by telling us a little bit about you. You're a sales guru, really, aren't you? You're probably one of the top 10 business advisors in the UK, I would have thought.
Wow. Yeah, I have been blessed with given that title. So what I do, I genuinely believe when it's delivered correctly, sales and customer service is exactly the same thing. And I work with, I've got two sort of sides to my business. Sales Coaching Solutions works with teams, so usually in the SME market. But the new brand, which is Alison Edgar, the entrepreneur's godmother, works with startups, micros, and smaller businesses to really teach them how to sell their fantastic products and services so that they not only survive, but they actually make more money.
Right, absolutely. I'm a great fan of sales, obviously, being a businessman myself. I was never from a sales background, but when you own your own business, you have to learn and you have to get involved in that. But this may be a little bit contentious, and you know, please tell me if you disagree with me, but I will sound that in the UK especially, sales is something that we kind of shy away from a little bit.
No, I completely agree. And I think it is, you know, if you look at, especially in the startup market, people start businesses because they think they've found a niche or it's something they're passionate about. But the cold, hard fact is if you don't sell, you don't have a business. You've just got a good idea. But there's different ways. I think sales gets a bad reputation, you know, going back retro style for pushy salespeople, shiny shoes and, you know, all the things that give sales a bad name. And a lot of times people say, what is it you do? And I say, I'm a sales trainer. Honestly, I could have said the F word more than the sales one because people grimace so much. So I try and make it, again, because I do believe it's the same as customer service, and that's my background. I come from a hospitality background. I worked in Sydney. I worked in Cape Town. So those skills that I brought from that background combined with my blue chip sales skills is where I formed the company. And it's really, you know, there's loads of stuff. I know, obviously, one of the other speakers is Warren Knight, who's at the show as well, and he does a lot about relationships digitally. And it's the same thing. People do buy people. It's never changed since time began, but it's how you can adapt your behaviours to sell to more people.
Right.
And also, sales is a process. And, you know, people who are blue-chip sales trained know the process like the back of their hand, but it's people who now run businesses who have to sell that don't know the sales process, and that's what I do to help them, you know, really understand sales, you know, a lot more. And then the other thing is strategy. So, you know, you have to have a strategy of how you're going to get this business, where it's going to come from. A lot of people have got marketing strategies or business plans, but they don't have a sales strategy.
Yep.
So that's the other thing that, again, I implement with them. And then the fourth key pillar area, which I teach, is confidence. Loads of people just do not have confidence to sell.
Sure.
But funnily enough, Paul, the reason they don't have confidence, they don't understand behaviours, they don't know the sales process, and they don't have a sales strategy. So when they've got the other components, confidence actually just comes naturally to them.
I totally agree. You know, it does. I'm going to get on a bit of a rant here. Sorry.
Yeah, it
constantly staggers me, the missed opportunities that so many people go through when you talk to them, especially on social media and things like that. And I can tell you a really funny story. Maybe I shouldn't, but I'll tell you a really funny story.
You know you're going to anyway.
I'm going to anyway. a couple of years ago, I had a guest coming on the show that was the head of a big marketing agency and had been a marketing director for a very well-known brand. And as you've probably seen, Alison, I do a lot of tweeting about what's going on in the show.
Yeah, that's great. I love that.
Yeah. Well, this particular guy, he rang me on Sunday night before the show and he went, "Hello, mate, I'm really sorry to tell you this. Your Twitter account's been hacked." And I went, what makes you think that? He said, "I've seen the same message about me being on your show hundreds and hundreds of times." And I went, no, that's people retweeting. He went, "Well, can you stop it, mate? I don't like that. It's annoying."
Oh, no. I think, you know, you look at, again, the stuff that Warren does cover. But for me, part of the reason that I became one of the UK's top 10 business advisors, you know, I'm in the Richtopia number 56 of the most influential entrepreneurs in the UK.
You can't see us, Alison, but we're all bowing down in homage at that.
And you know what? I still keep my feet on the ground. I'm still the same as I am. And, you know, these things just come as titles. Mm. For me, that's not the key driver of what I do. The key driver is to teach people to sell. The nicest thing for me, I love a Friday, not because it's the weekend. I'm an entrepreneur like everyone else. I work 7 days a week. Mm. But I love a Friday because usually that's when my clients make impact on their sales. So on a Friday, you know, the inbox bings with people going, "Oh, Alison, I did what you told me to do, and guess what happened? I did this or I did that." Mm. So it's never about me being, you know, whatever it is I am, and I am thrilled and honoured every time that happens. Mm. But the most exciting, goosebumply moments come from the results that my clients achieve, not me.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. I mean, from your point of view, I mean, I'm getting on now and I've been in business a long time. And for me, the sales process has changed quite a lot over the years. And, you know, the whole thing about how sales used to be done once upon a time has now kind of, you know, we've got, well, I hope we've got past it. Some people haven't, you know, like the whole cold calling thing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's my belief, and I'd like to hear your views on this, Alison, that really selling now is a much more relationship-based thing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I think that's where, you know, it's not 1984. You don't just have to randomly cold call. If you've got a good sales strategy, you can access pretty much anybody you want on social media. Mm. So for me, you know, you look at when I do speak at the, you know, at the Grow Kent event, I will be sort of covering a little bit about my journey. But how did these things happen? What were the steps to get me to where I wanted to go? And definitely, you know, Twitter and LinkedIn were key players in that. And I think, you know, you don't have to phone up and say, "Can I speak to the person that deals with the blah, blah, blah?" Because LinkedIn tells you all that. You know, you can actually start to make a relationship with people. Or, you know, if you look at Kent, if there's an event at Ashford or whatever the event is, you know, especially at the event we're all going to be at, do your homework. Know who you want to be doing business with before you go. Because that's where, you know, people will be tweeting about it. And if you want to work, for example, with, you know, another company, you make arrangements to meet them there. You're not just, you know, it's strategic. It's strategic using every sort of way that you can, and then knowing what the process is after you've met that person is how you make sales and sell the relationship.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the other things I want to ask you about, and I've kind of discussed this with a few people from a couple of different angles as well, and there's different views on this, but one of the things, and I think this comes down to what you're saying, Alison, about strategy. Well, it does come down to strategy, obviously. But a lot of it is, a lot of people try to sell to everyone. And I just don't see the point in that, you know, because there's lots of people that are never going to buy your product. They're in the wrong market. It's just not. And by all means, you know, establish your brand. And we're going to talk to Kubi about that later. Of course, you know, you want to come across as a nice, trustworthy, lovely person. And I don't have any problem with that. But surely you need a strategy that says, who am I trying to sell to?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And niche it in. I mean, if you have a look, for me, that's why I've obviously created two different brands. So Sales Coaching Solutions was the first brand that I created, and that works with teams. But actually, my heart and passion a lot lies with entrepreneurs. So that's why the Entrepreneur's Godmother is the brand that deals with that. So you have to be quite clear in who your market is. And, you know, even with me teaching sales, I would say it's an impossibility that you can sell to everyone. So you can sell to more if you use all the the process and the strategy and the, you know, the behaviours, but you're never going to sell to everyone because the time won't be right or they won't have the money or, you know, there's loads of things that are genuine reasons they won't buy. But if you don't know who you want to sell to, it, you know, the number of people I go, well, who are your target markets? Anyone. Well, no. If you don't know, if you can't be specific and actually write it down, it's a 25-year-old woman who's got two children and she wants to buy clothes for her child or whatever it is.
Sure.
Really know who your client is, because then you know, A, where they hang out. So say it is you are in the B2C market and it is clothes for, I don't know, two-year-olds that are specially designed or... You know, so then your strategy is to speak to people at mother and toddler groups or speak to, you know where your, who your client is and where they hang out, and that's how you'll start to build relationships with them.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Amanda wanted to ask you something.
My hand up. Can
She put her hand up.
You know, as my daughter's just started school, and so she's started putting her hand up all the time. So
it's not really that. She thinks of me as a headmaster. That's what it is.
Hi, Alison. I wanted to ask a question, actually, because I'm quite new into business. About 18 months now I've been going. And are there still a lot of people out there that believe that the old sales techniques work?
Yeah. I think, to be honest, people sell too soon. I know that sounds really random, but we've probably all been to networking events and you sort of meet someone and you don't know who they are and you like start to have a conversation. And they go, and I do this, and I do that, and I do that, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's not so much the old sales techniques, because everything's still based on the old techniques.
Yeah.
You know, you look at spin selling, you know, going back to the 80s was the thing of the moment. If I could show you a way to do-da-da-da. And it's more refined now, but it still does stem from that basis, you know, the old style, retro style. But I think it's people who don't know the process and sell too soon, because... until you get to what the customer needs, and I don't mean what the customer wants, because we don't always know what we want as customers, but what the customer really needs, you can't provide the solution. So again, it's following the process and asking the right questions to really find out what the customer needs. And again, looking at networking situations, a lot of people don't know how to network. So what they do is, and I do this, and I do that, and I do that. And they try and throw as much out there in case a client actually wants one of the things that they do.
Yeah, so like throwing it at the wall and see, hoping something sticks.
Absolutely. I mean, another thing that drives me nuts. So I'm having a rant now, Alison. I get loads of messages either via LinkedIn or by email from people that look at the name of my company and make an assumption about what I do and then try to sell me a product that I can't use, isn't relevant and doesn't work. You know, they haven't even bothered to go to the next line of my profile.
Horrific.
And
it's very time wasting as well, Paul.
Absolutely. For both sides. Yeah. They're wasting their time. Yeah. They're setting up a poor relationship, and they're making me angry and fed up because I have to keep dealing with these. And unfortunately, I'm the kind of person that writes back and goes, have you not done any research? Do you not know what I do? I'm just trying to be helpful. But you're absolutely right. It comes down to having a strategy, doesn't it?
Yeah. And even, you know, you look at LinkedIn. For me, that's how I access the key players to get to be one of the UK's top 10 business advisors, you know, one of the top entrepreneurs, whatever it is. I won Entrepreneur of the Year Award last year, special merit. But, you know, if you've made a strategy, and I don't mean a backhand strategy, but even to contact the judges in advance just to say, oh, hi, I see you're at this event, look forward to seeing you, starting to build a relationship. When the award thing goes on their desk and they go, oh, Alison Edgar, oh, yeah, I know her, I'm linked into her. So, again, it doesn't mean you're going to win but or anything like that. It's not a backhander.
Do you take backhanders?
Human nature is, actually, you think, oh, I know that person, who that is, I'm going to find out a little bit more. You're not just a random name, and that's the same, you know, when you're selling against your competitors, you stand a better chance of winning if somebody actually knows who you are.
Right. Yep, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Alison, it's a fascinating topic. We could talk to you forever. Sadly, we're kind of running out of time. But luckily, people can come and hear you because you are the keynote speaker at the Grow Kent Conference.
Oh, I look forward to that. I'm coming to that.
Yeah. And the Grow Kent Conference is on the 30th of November at the Ashford International Hotel. I'm going to tell people a bit more about it in a moment. But for the moment, Alison, how can people find out more about you? How can they follow you on social media? What's your website? That kind of thing.
I'm all over social media. I think the best thing that they can do is go on to www.alisonedgar.com. That's alisonedgar.com. And that's got lots of stuff that we do working with the entrepreneurs. and the events that we've got coming up in London as well. But the other thing, which again, being a complete entrepreneur, if somebody wants something and you don't sell it, you create a product for the need. So we did it the other way around, and we've created our online course, which is easy peasy online. So it teaches sales, 30 little units and work packs. So also there's more details on that. But we'll be covering loads of stuff. And hopefully at the end of my keynote speech, it's not all about me. There will be techniques and tips that attendees will be able to implement in their businesses straight away, so they will learn something too.
Fantastic. We're all looking forward to that. It's going to be a pleasure to meet you in the flesh, Alison, and to hear what you've got to say further. And we're really looking forward to that. For those of you that didn't manage to write down Alison's web address, do not fear. There is a link to her website on the Kent Business Radio website, and that link will stay there forever. So you can click that at any time and find out more about Alison and find out how to engage with her. But do come along to the Grow Kent conference and listen to her live. For the moment, Alison, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and we look forward to seeing you on the 30th of November.
See you on the 30th. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you,
Alison. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Amanda Edgar there.
Alison Edgar, even.
Sorry, you're Amanda. She's Alison. I'm getting all confused now. Yeah, confused. There's so much going on here. I'm getting messages all over the place. We had a little bit of an outage problem at Dimchurch, which is our second studio, but we've managed to reroute the live show through here. So we're all live and good. And most of it went out while we were playing the Gibson Brothers. Sorry, Kubi. Yeah. And it was just, there was a song for you as well. So it's only me and you know that now. Cool. Good. I think you can do another email.
You'd like an email, would you? Okay. I have an email here. The Dandelion Time Rowathon. This year, Dandelion Time and its supporters...
I did that last year and the year before. I rode to Milan.
Did you?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. I'm very impressed. This year, Dandelion Time and its supporters will be rowing to Rio to various satellite sites at schools, businesses and gyms. You can even take part by joining us as us at Jubilee Square in Maidstone on the 5th of October from 10 till 4 to help us reach our target. So you don't actually row to Rio. It's the miles that it would be take to get to Rio.
Yeah, the way that it works.
Okay, I'm sounding a bit blunt here. Sorry,
the way that it works, Dandelion Time, who are a fabulous charity. Let me just tell you a little bit about them. Dandelion run a house, a gorgeous farmhouse on the outskirts of Maidstone, and it's a refuge for abused children. It's incredibly expensive to run. They get no public funds. They are just a charity, and they have to raise their own funds. If you can imagine what it costs to run a place like that, it costs a lot of money. So every year they do a rowathon. I've rowed in the last couple of years, and I shall be doing some rowing again. And what happens is they normally have somewhere where you can go and row, but you can row anywhere and in any way. And what they're trying to do is raise sponsorship for the however many. I've no idea how many miles. Come on, Bird, you know everything. How many miles is it from Maidstone to Rio? What do you reckon? It's probably 7,000 miles. I don't know. Anyway, so there's 7,000, whatever the distance is, they need to row that many miles. Yeah. Okay, that's the idea behind it. And then you can go to one of the centres that have rowing machines and join in. Or you can go to your own gym and row. And in fact, last year, some guys actually rowed both kayaks and rowing boats up and down the River Medway. So there's all kinds of ways you can row. And all you do is record how many miles you rowed and send it in. And they add that to the total, and they keep a running total, and they raise lots of money. It's a fabulous charity, Dandelion Time. They need loads of support, and we really all must work for them, supporting them. So row to Rio.
They are. So they're starting tomorrow. So tomorrow's the 5th of October, isn't it? So Jubilee Square in Maidstone from 10 till 4 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or alternatively, 7th of October at 7R Performance Gym in Marden. Obviously, the funds raised go directly to the children and their families. And you can support the rowers by donating or texting. Text rower, ROWA, 16 and then a pound sign with the amount.
That'll be 100 you want to put there.
Yeah, 200, 300, 1,000. No, Paul, a couple of thousand. And text that to 70070. I suppose otherwise you can connect with them. Oh, they've got Just Giving fundraising. So it's justgiving.com fundraising. Dandelion Time Rowathon 2016. Sounds like a great course.
I could probably tell you, if you give me just 1 second, if you talk about something else amongst yourselves, I'll find their Twitter handle as well, because they do have
ourselves. Right, girls. Yeah. What shall we talk about?
Have a gossip.
I've got a couple of tweets here.
Yeah, go for
it. I've got one from Chris Pollard. He said, Alison, Edgar, your comments on your interview with Vanilla Web reference sales was music to my ears. Thank you very much. That was from Chris.
Just before you carry on, Dandelion Time, you can follow them on the Twitter. Their Twitter handle is Dandelion Time UK. Dandelion Time UK. Okay. Sorry, Amanda. Carry on.
That's good. Good to get the information out there. And we have one from BLIT Solutions.
Blit. No, it's Ben Leach IT. Yeah.
Good afternoon, Business Bunker. Hello from Blit Solutions. They want to say hello. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Good to hear from you, Ben. Thank you. Ben was on the show last week, I do believe. There's a first Wednesday meeting. That's the Seven Oaks Chamber of Commerce taking place on the 5th of October. That'll be Manana, won't it, tomorrow? Tomorrow, the 5th of October? A-Plan Insurance, 143C, the High Street, Seven Oaks, is the venue. And it's from 10:30 until lunchtime. Join us this Wednesday, the 5th of October, at A-Plan Insurance, 143C, High Street, Seven Oaks. This meeting is kindly sponsored and hosted by Louise Knowles and the team at A-Plan to celebrate their one-year anniversary in the town. Join us to celebrate their success. And as usual, the A-Plan team have a few little surprises in store to keep the meeting lively. I've been to some of those meetings before.
Oh, yes.
Entrance for members is free, and non-members are very welcome for a £10 entrance fee. We'll hold a charity raffle in aid of breast cancer care and to support the efforts of Pink Week in Seven Oaks. They're very big on Pink Week in Seven Oaks. There's a quite a horrible photograph of me in a pink tutu floating around somewhere.
Is that still out there?
It is. I still haven't seen it.
If you've got it, tweet it so I can see it, please.
I was doing a really serious show in America, and somebody obviously Googled me and rang in to say, all we can find is a picture of you in a pink tutu. And I went, oh, my God. I need to ring Google and get this removed somehow. Anyway, so that's the Seven Oaks Chamber at A-Plan offices, 143C High Street, Seven Oaks, 5th of October, tomorrow.
Sounds good. FSB Andrew Knott, he's given us a shout out, please. Got two places left for Slope Off Friday, which is going to be the Lunch Corner House in Canterbury, 2 p.m. this Friday, 7th of October. If you direct message him at aknott20, I've heard things about those Slope Off Fridays.
Yeah, and Jules isn't going to be there.
Is she not going to be there?
No, because she's drinking her way through Asia at the moment.
Okay.
She's just drunk Singapore dry.
I saw the tweets.
Raffles actually complained. Raffles sent me a tweet and said, could you come and get this woman, please? She's drunk every Singapore sling we've ever made.
And then
she tweeted a picture of a panda, which was really obscure.
We're trying to get her into GIFs. She doesn't like GIFs, and we're trying to get her to use GIFs.
Are you trying to get her to Twitter? Good luck with that.
Look at me, a confused bird. Have you not seen... she hasn't seen GIFs on Twitter.
Oh, have you not seen the GIFs?
Seriously, you need to get to GIFs. We'll tell you about that in a bit.
We'll
show you later.
Anyway, she sent a picture of a panda, because apparently on her fifth Singapore... This is breakfast, by the way. On her fifth Singapore sling for breakfast, it made a mascara run, apparently. So now she's got bored with that, and she's decamped to Lombeck.
After Lombeck now,
yeah,
is she?
Yeah, yeah. It's a hard life, isn't it?
She has a terrible life. Terrible.
I know. And she tweets me, or she texts me, and she says, sorry, Paul, I can't co-host the bunker again next week because I'm drinking in so-and-so this week.
Anybody who doesn't know her now thinks she's an alcoholic.
I know. Isn't that good? I've dropped her right in it, and she's not listening because she's asleep in Asia somewhere at the moment. So by the time she finds out what I just said about her, it'll be too late. It'll be all over the internet. Ha, ha, ha.
You're mean.
Yeah, I know. I'm good at it, though, aren't I? Thinking about going to the Kent Construction Expo in Detling this Thursday. The folks from the British Assessment Bureau want to see you there. They'll be sharing how 81% of their clients win business by having ISO certification. International Standards Organisations.
Thank you.
You can find them on stand number 176. And if you want more details, you can head over to their website, which is British-Assessment.co.uk.
Cool. If we're going with the Expo, Construction Expo. I've got one here from the Twig Group, who are going to present ecological solutions. Mm. They're a Kent-based company offering ecological contracting, ground maintenance and solar farm maintenance services. And they'll be hosting a panel discussion and avoiding unnecessary ecological pitfalls at this year's Construction Expo. So that's this Thursday.
Wow. Yeah.
It seems like a long time ago you started talking about this. I think it was back in March or something like that.
It was actually, yeah. I've been tweeting about it for quite a long time.
So the panel is going to comprise of David Banfield, who is the planning director of Red Row Homes, Glenn Ernest, the director of GDM Architects, David Eyre, managing director of the Twig Group, James Dickerson, head of ecological.
Go on, say it.
I was doing so well.
Ecological
Twig Group. And chairing the panel discussion is Cheryl Corsbrook, who is the chair of the Construction Excellence Kent Club. So there's two panels, and one's going to be at 11 o'clock and one's going to be at 3 p.m.
It's a good job they weren't Christians, wasn't it? Because they'd be economical.
You can't even do that.
Yeah, I can't do it now. Sorry about that. And we've had another confused tweet from Lee Willis. Lee is the chairman of Ancorians Football Club. And Ancorians Football Club is a community football club based over in Gillingham. They run 22 teams for everything, from juniors, boys, girls, adults, males, and disability teams. And Lee has tweeted me to say that Ancorians Football Club, their new youth disability sessions start at 6:30 on the 31st of August. Which is a bit late because that was over a month ago.
I missed that.
So I think he's got the date wrong. Please forgive me if I've got this wrong, but I think they do their disability sessions on Thursday evenings. So I think it will be this Thursday at 6:30 at Ancorians Football Club. But by far and away, the easiest way to find out is to either follow Lee, and his Twitter handle is LEIGHJW, or you can follow Ancorians Football Club themselves, and their Twitter handle is Ancorians FC. And also, I happen to know, so I'll do this as well, they are also looking for young ladies, girls, to join their girls' football team. That's at all ages from 8 upwards.
I was 8. My daughter would love to play football. She's not 5 yet, so she's a bit young.
Okay, she could join the youth team.
I'm trying
to
get her to do the girly
stuff. She could join the youth team for the youth team.
Yeah.
It's like me, I'm in the vets for the vets.
Do you still do that?
Yeah, I played football last year.
You're walking football.
I played football in a tournament at Sevenoaks last year, which was really terrible. It took me 9 months to recover. And I'm trying to talk to Lee about starting an old Codgers veterans football team, because I'm past veteran stage now, and I mean the double veterans. But, yeah, but you know, there you go. My oldest son came to watch me when I played last time, and he just stood on the line shaking his head.
Was it embarrassing dad moment?
We got to the final.
Woo-hoo.
Our team got to the final, and I played every game, don't you worry. He's shaking his head, and at half time, when I'm kind of dying, he went, "The trouble with you is, you know how to play football, you just can't." I'm in my 60s, what do you expect? Yeah.
Body doesn't want to anymore. Mind's willing, the body isn't.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's when it gets dangerous, though, because I played football to a reasonable level when I was younger, and of course your mind still thinks you do it, and your body goes, "Get out of it, you're having a laugh." Cool. Anyway, Ancorians Football Club, do give them a follow on the Twitter. If you're a young lady wanting to get involved in football, you can play at any level. It doesn't matter how good, bad or indifferent you are, get along. They have a fantastic setup over there in Medway, and their disability sessions are starting fairly soon.
Good.
Oh, look, panda picture. It's the panda picture from Jules. She's awake, she's up, and she's
listening?
Sending panda pictures. She's listening. She's sending panda pictures. Are you sober yet? What is the time in Asia at the moment? Is it drinking? Well, it doesn't matter what time it is, does it? With Jules, a bottle of Prosecco, you know, I mean, and cornflakes, or a bottle of Prosecco and a cocoa.
Definitely. Find the panda gift, Jules. You'll love it.
Yeah.
I've got a tweet here from Bruce Kidd.
Right.
His handle is @ZoleTrooper. He says, "Please give a shout out for Pick and Mix Software from @O_A_SYS, an event.
Oasis.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I spoke to Bruce the other day at the Southeast Business Show, and I apologised for mispronouncing the name of his company, and he said, no, actually, you're pronouncing it right.
Oasis.
You're the only one that does.
Oasis.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oasis
sense.
Software, yeah.
And there's an event in London, Business Sense 2016. Hi, Bruce.
Cool. So that's Oasis Systems, and as you quite rightly say, their Twitter handle is O, is it hyphen?
O_A_SYS.
Yeah, fantastic. Give them a follow. Neville Gaunt sent me an interesting tweet. He says, here's a shout out for everyone on the Business Bunker Show. And it says, if we can learn to walk when we know nothing, yeah, imagine what we can learn now that we do know something.
Very true.
That's a bit profound, isn't it?
It's very profound.
That's profound. Nev, that's profound, mate. No, I like it. Nice
I like
one.
Profound.
Yeah.
I do like profound.
Somebody sent me a picture of the Animals for some reason. I've no idea why. That's the band Animals, but I think that must be some kind of thread that I've missed. It's probably panda related, knowing Jules. She's probably gone off at a tangent about something or other, and somebody's joined in with her conversation. And we've had very quickly three quick tweets I'm going to read out. Sally Eves, who says hello, Nigel Whittaker, who says hello, and the absolutely gorgeously lovely Lucy Hall. I've had an email here from Fiona Stevens. And she is from HR Services and Support, and they provide HR support across the board from startups to those aiming for world domination. That's you, but world domination. I can provide a tailored service from general advice, guidance and coaching for those who are confident to undertake the HR stuff themselves through to doing everything for those who don't want to. I can bring people into your business, manage them when they are there or help move them out. All legally, safely, and with integrity, ensuring the best for your business and, as far as possible, the individual. As usually, people are not that chuffed to be sacked. But, really? I've been sacked loads of times. Yeah. I've even got a stat. No, I mustn't say that on a radio.
No,
mustn't I?
Mustn't.
Take your job and stick it. But she says it's not about the sacking, it's how you do it, and that's quite right too. I focus on outcomes and enabling rather than quoting the law, as that's the framework within which to operate, and I make sure that everything I do or recommend is fully compliant with all current legislation, unless people really want to know the legal chapter and verse, of course. I also enjoy what I'm doing, and this is reflected in my approach, and hope this rubs off with those that I work with. I have over 25 years' experience in HR, or staff section, it was called when I first started, internal consultancy and change management. I've worked mainly in the public sector, big departments in Whitehall, and latterly in the NHS as deputy head of HR at EK Huft. That's going to be something like the East Kent Hospitals University. I don't know what the F stands for.
So you
trust.
Just make it up, don't you?
Yeah.
I thought you knew.
Well, I made up the first three bits. Yeah. I ran out of things to make up there. I couldn't think of an F word.
Don't go there.
For almost 7 years. That's how long she was deputy head of HR at UK Huft. Yeah. Thanks again for your support and for everything you do for businesses. Again, it's my pleasure, Fiona. That's what we're here for, to promote businesses in the southeast of England and especially SMEs. So that's Fiona Stevens, and she is HR Services and Support. You can find out more about them by going to their website, which is HR Services and Support. That's A-N-D and support.co.uk.
Cool. Good. I have a tweet from the lovely Lisa Settle at Healthcare.
Lisa's on her bike soon.
She is. I was going to say she's saying hello for the show, but she goes soon off to she's doing a bike ride, sponsored bike ride from Cambodia to Vietnam.
Wow.
Yes. I don't know actually how many miles that is. She has told me, but I can't remember. But
it's a long way.
It's a long way. They've raised the money, sponsorship.
I was looking at her thighs the other day, checking them out after her after her training. They're getting mighty muscly because she's got a lot of bike riding to do, as Lisa.
She has.
Yeah.
She's doing so well. And she started this, I have to tell you, Kubi, because she never used to be able to ride a bike. Yeah. So she's gone from not being able to ride a bike to now she's doing this. She's been training since the beginning of the year, hasn't she? Training through, and now she's off to do this bike ride. And, yeah, it's amazing.
Amazing
funds for different cancer, women's cancer charities, ovarian cancer, breast cancer.
Wow.
So, Lisa's done loads of fabulous things. because she's done the Three Peaks Challenge. She's done all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah, she's amazing.
And she's really pushed herself to do a lot of this, you know.
Motivated.
Yeah. Mm. And it's been hard work for, as you say, you know, she took up this cycle challenge with being unable to ride a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't
stuff.
Do that.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to lose weight and, you know, do the one in the gym.
Yeah.
Spinning.
Spinning. Oh.
We're going to get Kubi to do some rowing to Rio.
We should. We could do rowing in the studio, couldn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Just make up the miles.
Yeah. You lot aren't old enough. Years ago, there was a song
lovely,
where you used to...
Paul, say that again.
I like the way he turned a bird as if she was.
No.
She's younger than me.
I know. All right, don't rub it in. Years ago, I can't remember what the song, but there was a dance that went with it where everybody sat on the floor and rode.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the song was. Do you remember that?
Upside Your Head.
That's the cat.
I am
the
old
one.
Enough.
Wow. Yeah, you're an old one. Yeah. Oops, Upside Your Head. Absolutely. We could do that in the studio, couldn't we?
I'm up for it.
Bird doesn't even know what we're talking about, do you? You know, you don't know.
She's obviously younger than you, Amanda, then.
She is. I told you she's younger than she is.
Oops, Upside Your Head. We'll show her that later. Yeah. Cool. Good. Paul, it's been a while. It has indeed. It's been a while since we last spoke, but Sky Raiders is now fully operational and providing its specialist falconry pet control services to places like Thanet Waste, AEO Components, Specialty Breads, Castle Hill Community College, Deal Parochial Church of England Primary School, Discovery Park and more. Pete has been an animal lover since he started to walk and has some amazing experience working with all sorts of animals. His passion for animals is intoxicating and you will be captured by his personality and enthusiasm towards all kinds of animals. He also has a very large collection of animals he keeps privately, which may surprise you.
So what did you say? Is that animal control?
Yeah.
So what does he do? He captures...
I'm glad you asked. His experience has led him to develop a very simple yet unique solution for managing pest birds.
Oh.
That'll be pigeons and gulls then, won't it?
Yeah, mostly.
And he uses birds of prey.
So, we're all stunned here.
stunned solids. So it's fight. You go, oi, gull, you're in trouble.
Wow.
I've got a sparrowhawk.
Yeah? I'm not quite sure that, Well, if you think about the epidemic a few summers ago, well, all the eagles were coming down, apparently, and the birds are coming. So, yeah, it's needed. It's needed in Brighton.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're giving me bird like I'm crazy.
Could you just see these hawks? Bird
is getting worried. She thought I was setting a vulture on her. She goes, what did I do to you?
These poor pigeons. So I've got a pigeon. Okay, we've got a pigeon in our back garden.
Right.
And it's always winding my dog up. And it's always in the... So he would send in a bird of prey. To wipe out the pigeon.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Kick its head in. Oi, pigeon. Sling it.
There's another charity that might be calling in a minute.
Cruelty to pigeons.
So that's Sky Raiders Falconry Pest Control. Skyraiders.co.uk. I'm liking it. Do you see that picture I posted the other day in my back garden? I've got a fox that lives in my back garden. And I've never seen this before. I've got loads of bramble bushes around a lake in my garden.
Your lake.
Don't worry about it.
It's got a lake. Next to the bluebell bush.
I was standing there making a cup of tea, and the fox padded across and started eating the blackberries off the brambles. I'd never seen anything like that before.
Oh.
And it wasn't just one or two. He ate loads and loads and loads, and he was pulling them off and putting them down by my swimming pool and stuff like that. I thought, if he finishes that and jumps in my pool, I'm going to have him.
Like snack and then a bit of a swim.
Yeah. So he ate all my blackberries, and then went for a swim in my swimming pool. Cheap, yeah.
He's very comfortable.
Yeah.
No, foxes are getting braver these days.
Yeah, they're
it's
naughty.
It's quite scary, actually. Yeah.
Cool. I think, Amanda, we've got time for one more thing before we have the mid-show break.
Okay. I'm actually really interested. I've got loads of emails, but I've got this tweet that is actually a little bit relative as well. It's from Adam Malowski.
That's easy for you to say.
Sorry, Adam, if I can't pronounce your name.
Adam Malowski. He's from Fabdia.
Fabdia.
Yeah.
And they offer a 3D approach to branding. We can bring your logo to life.
Mm.
Fantastic idea. So you've got your branding logo and they'll make it in
3D. He makes loads of doodads. That's a technical term.
Doodads.
He makes loads of doodads with 3D printing. It's really good.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's
really good. You can find him on @FabDEA. On the Twitter handle, but that looks that's really another way to add more to your branding.
Absolutely, especially at events, you need something to stand out. So that makes sense.
That's a really good idea. Love it.
Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to play a bit more tunage and have a little break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to our fabulous guest, Coopy Springer.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's
Looking
that sound?
Forward to it.
Cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit.